I'm Brian Kemp. As you all know, I'm a tell-it-like-it-is conservative who is ready to take on Stacey Abrams and the radical left.
Republican voters in Georgia have spoken. Brian Kemp, the Georgia Secretary of State, has secured the Republican nomination for governor, and he'll face off against Stacey Abrams, the first Black woman ever nominated for governor, in the general elections in November. Kemp's viral campaign ads featuring guns and chainsaws got him national attention, and earlier this week, the president's endorsement.
I got a big truck, just in case I need to round up criminal illegals and take them home myself. Yep. I just said that. I'm Brian Kemp. If you want a politically incorrect conservative, that's me.
Here to walk me through the results and what this means going into the general election in the fall is Bill Nigut. Bill's the executive producer and host of Political Rewind on Georgia Public Broadcasting. So, Bill, we have two very different candidates here, and each of them seems to be resonating with a really different segment of Georgia's voters. What does this tell us about the electorate there?
The first thing we have to say is that Brian Kemp, largely with the help of President Trump's endorsement, surprise endorsement, he won by such an overwhelming margin. He won almost 70% of the vote. He won almost every single county in Georgia, including his opponent's home county. So the first thing we know, at least in terms of Republican voters, is that President Trump remains very, very popular here, and that's going to be a strong force for Kemp moving into the general election. Stacey Abrams, on the other hand, is running a relatively progressive Democratic campaign. She wants to get away from the what we call here yellow dog Democrat style of moving toward being a conservative Democrat, trying to appeal across party lines. So we're going to watch two people from opposite extremes, and they're not quite extreme candidates, but they represent the outer edges of both the Republican and Democratic Party. And we're going to see how that plays out in the fall.
How much of Kemp's nomination at this point is, do you think, related to his hardline stance and some might call offensive stance on immigration?
I think the reality of Kemp is that he became the disruptor in this campaign. When he started running the commercials that you played little pieces of a minute ago, that's when his campaign started taking off in the primary election. Whether or not voters here endorse entirely such harsh measures against immigrants, I really don't know. And the general election will tell us something about that. But what really happened was that he became the Trumpiest candidate. He made it clear in a broader, more general way that he's the disruptor. And right now, people in Georgia seem to want a disruptor.
And I wonder if that was also a reaction to Stacey Abrams as well, seeing that the Republicans felt that they maybe needed to shore up their candidacy better.
Well, that may be the case. I think that the Abrams people would tell you that they are delighted to have Brian Kemp instead of his runoff opponent, Casey Cagle, who is a much more traditional Republican who might have appealed to the business community and others. Brian Kemp doesn't have those folks in his pocket. So I think the Abrams folks are kind of glad they got Brian Kemp. And it sets up a battle that's going to be extraordinary to watch and really will be a nationalized election.
And we're already seeing movement on the ground, are you not?
Yeah, we're already seeing that the national influence in this race is going to be pretty extraordinary. The Republican Governors Association began running a TV spot the day before the runoff election, attacking Stacey Abrams. So we're going to see that kind of attack coming from the right. And conversely, we're going to see a lot of national Democratic organizations pouring money and energy into the race here to try to get Stacey Abrams elected governor.
Bill Nigut is the executive producer and host of Georgia Public Broadcasting's Political Rewind. Bill, thanks for the info.
Thank you.
And some other big news in Georgia politics. State Representative Jason Spencer has resigned. Spencer came under national scrutiny after shouting racial slurs, including the N-word, and dropping his pants on an episode of the prank show Who is America?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.